You're listening to the Melrose Place podcast, where we rewatch, recap, and analyze every episode of the hit 90s TV series, Melrose Place.
I'm Dan Hill.
And I'm Jenny Hill.
Let's get it started. January 27th, 1993, Picture Imperfect, episode 21, and it's my birthday.
Aw, happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you. We couldn't have planned this better. It's weird because we recorded three, and then we sat on those for a while, and then we were set on Thursdays, and then so we've been really good with just recording on Thursdays, and it just so happened that we watched and recorded this one on a Thursday on my birthday,
and
I got a really good birthday present.
You got a good birthday present with this one because we have the appearance of one of the Melrose Place OGs in this episode.
The Queen is here!
And we're going to get into who that is.
We will. But first, how's this one start?
Well, we begin at D&D, and Lucy, Allison's boss, has brought her into her office, and she's letting her know that, hey, we had to let Toby go, and that kind of is like setting it up. You can see in Allison's face that she might be expecting that she's going to get fired.
Yeah, she's like, oh boy.
And Lucy's like, well, the reason I called you in here is because there's an opening where Toby was, and we want to bring you on. And it's not very much different than what you're doing now. You're not going to be getting paid more than what you're really getting paid now. But you're going to be an assistant to the executive. And you're really going to be able to work on these accounts.
Right. And she's over the moon. She's like, yes, this is what I've been working towards. I can't believe it.
And Lucy's like, look, it's trial by fire. I am throwing you in today. We have a shoot tomorrow. And we need to get everything set up and ready to go for this underwear shoot where we're having this big tennis star, Rex. What's his name?
It is Rex
Weldon.
Rex Weldon.
The famous tennis star is going to be wearing this underwear, and we really like need you to be on point. So we have somebody else that's going to be working with you on this. I'm going to call her into my office.
And she picks up the phone, and she's like, Amanda, please come in.
And who walks through the door?
The queen bitch, Amanda Woodward.
Woo! Heather Locklear is on the scene.
Thank God. Thank you, God. So we have Sydney, we have Amanda, we have a Kimberly. All the three bitches are in the mix.
They're in. And Dan, the second Amanda walked through that door, Dan's face just lit up. And he was like, yes! Present.
Happy birthday to D. So Amanda gets called in. They need a photographer for this shoot, and of course Allison's like, well, I live by a shitty photographer, maybe I can get her.
And Amanda and Allison are kind of going over what the account entails. Amanda shows Allison to her new desk, which is in a cubicle. She has her own little space. Amanda works right next door. And there are these photos of Rex Weldon up on the the side of the cubicle. And Allison is just oogling him, being like, ooh, he's so attractive.
And he's not. Because it's 93.
Yeah. And then people wanted to call her Heather. Amanda is like, don't get involved with the clients, because that's how old Toby got the boot. He got involved with one of the clients. And when a relationship ends with them, the account ends too. So.
Right. And Allison is very by the book. She is a dedicated professional. She always tries to do what is right. And she is like sticking to her guns now. She's like, right, okay. This is going to help my career, so I'm going to stay the course. So now we cut to shooters. Allison's celebrating the promotion, and she says, She mentions to somebody that it's just 50 extra bucks that she's going to get.
A month. Not a paycheck. A month.
A month.
So that's really nothing.
Right.
But the thing is, you know, she's getting promoted and everyone's out celebrating with her at Shooters. And Mancini walks up to Billy and is like, hey, can I talk to you? Come play pool with me.
Well, first he's like, hey, yeah. Mike, Billy, why don't you get out of that seat? Joe wants to sit there. Come play pool with me.
So, of course, in the Mancini fashion that Michael orders Billy up and they start playing pool.
And my prediction was wrong.
What was your prediction?
I think we're going to get way more Michael in the next episode. This was it.
Yeah.
That was it for him.
And no Jane. We didn't see Jane at all.
Jane not even in this one.
Well, Michael's like, hey, are you seeing anybody now? And Billy's like, no, not really. And Michael says, there's this great girl. She's a nurse at the hospital. She's so sweet. And I really think you guys would hit it off. And Billy's like, what? Are you trying to set me up on a blind date or something?
Yeah. And he's like, well, what's she look like compared to a celebrity? And Michael's like, Cindy Crawford. And he's like, really? And Billy, and then Michael's like, no, she looks like herself.
And then Billy is very skeptical. He's like, well, if she's so sweet, why can't she get her own date? I mean, why does she have to be set up on a blind date? And then Michael says, well, why can't you get your own date?
Oh, because Billy is terrible and wears fucking Chucks everywhere. I don't know. All right, so now we go over to Allison and Joe. And Allison is sort of oogling over Joe's, portfolio.
Like a lookbook, like her portfolio. Yeah.
And like the shot, they're like stock photos of like people playing volleyball. And like, they're not that great of photos. I'm sorry. Sorry, Joe.
But Allison is very taken with them. She's like, these are great.
Let me show them.
Yeah, I might be able to get you a job. We're working on this project that's very last minute. We are in need of a photographer. I'll bring your work in. And then we transition into the conversation about Jake. And Allison is like, what's going on with the two of you anyway? And Joe's like, look, we're trying to take it slow, but it's really hard to do with someone you like.
Right. So they're taking it slow. Blah, blah, blah. And now we're off to D&D, where Allison has shown Amanda the portfolio, and they both, like, just in love with it. They're like, who is this photographer? Who is he? Oh, he's from New York?
Yeah, because, of course, Joe's name is Joe. And Allison is like, well, it's a woman, and she's a very new photographer, just from New York, doesn't have representation yet. But, like Dan is saying, everyone is smitten with this work.
Yeah, Lucy, like, get her agent on the phone. Let's get her in here today.
So Lucy orders her to come by the office that afternoon.
And the pace of this episode is better, too.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's go. I liked it.
I really agree. So then we jump over to Terrence and Rhonda, and they're trying cake for their wedding and talking about what the... how their families are going to be involved, and yeah, how many people are coming.
Yeah, and Rhonda's sort of on this like, oh, I think it's going to be a very intimate wedding, and T-Money, he's like, no, baby, we're going to have over 200 people there. Now try this weird food and tell me how it tastes.
And every time Terrence talks to Rhonda, he always is like, hey, baby. He always does. He always ends the sentence with baby, and it's always like, baby.
Baby, come
it's
here.
So weird.
Eat this weird food in this kitchen.
And Terrence is a very extravagant, over-the-top kind of a personality, and he's like, I want this wedding to be about us. I don't want it to be about our families. I get that. Oh, look,
totally get
he,
it.
I have a saying, more is more. I am all about more. When Dan and I got married, I seriously wanted like ribbon dancers coming down from the ceiling and like a carnival.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Sorry, Terrence.
No, I got a lot of what I wanted though. But he was like, look, if I want you to walk down the aisle on a bed full of white roses, that's what I want. And I don't want any flack from your family telling me I can't have it. But Terrence did say, it's about me and it's my biggest day of my life.
He said it's our biggest day.
He said me and my. Hmm. And then Rhonda said, you're right. It is our biggest day of our life. And that is when the red flag started going up for me.
I guess so. But and then the cringeworthy line was, you want white roses, baby. Barf.
So we get on over to the meeting with Rex Weldon, and he is that big-time tennis player that's going to be modeling the underwear for this big-time client that D&D has. What is the underwear called?
The underwear is called Maximum Advantage Underwear Line.
Which is a really weird name for an underwear line.
It's weird.
Maximum Advantage.
Rex Weldon is played by Mitchell Anderson, who has done pretty much nothing after this. So, nothing noteworthy there. And I can understand why.
So Rex approaches Allison during this meet and greet, and he's like, so, you're scheduled to babysit the shoe tomorrow? I've been staying in Century City in this hotel with Donald, and Donald is the client. He's the, I guess, the person that's representing the underwear line. And he's like, and he's so boring. I think I'm going to die of terminal boredom if I don't get taken out somewhere cool. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to take me out somewhere happening tonight.
Mm-hmm. And then Allison's like, well, I need to stay professional, so... where can I do this and still maintain professionalism? None other than Shooters!
Woo! So we're there, and of course, Rex is full-on hitting on Allison. You're so beautiful. You're a high-powered exec agent. You should be modeling the underwear, not me.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck? Who, like, thinks that that is even an option to do? And he's like, come on, you should model this shit with me. Huh?
I think he was kidding. He was paying her a compliment, but she's very torn. You can tell that she's flattered by the compliments, but again, heated by the advice of Allison, she wants to keep it professional. She wants to be above board, and she's like, I really think we should call it a night.
He's like, it's 7.
And she's like, I have to get home. And really, there's a lot riding on this for Allison. She just got promoted like the previous day. She's being thrown in. It's sink or swim time. And she really has to prove herself to her bosses. So I totally get where she's coming from. But she does do the right thing. She walks away from the situation. And then we're back at her apartment with Billy. She's
complaining to Billy, lamenting like, oh, why? Why has it got to be me? No one says no to Rex Weldon.
Women would kill for that opportunity.
And Billy's just like, whatever, I have a date. And Billy looks like shit. He's got jeans, a jacket, a sports coat, and like wearing chucks. Like, he's not even trying here.
Oh, stop. I think he looked pretty cute.
No.
And Allison spruces him up, like fluffs up his hair, straightens out his collar, and she's like, words of advice, just go for it.
Right. So Billy leaves. He goes to his date. He heads out on the date. There's like, I think this is this like the same hallway as Little Martin.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Little Martin's place.
Martin and the comedian. I'm like, they must live in the same building. Now, for me, this was the oddest scene of the entire episode.
It didn't make any sense.
What was this?
I didn't realize. So, I thought, like, did he think he was at the wrong place? Was she supposed to look old?
Yeah, let's like lay it out for you. So Billy's walking in this hallway of this apartment complex, presumably going to pick up his date. He knocks on a door, the door opens, and there's this little feeble, like the way that the camera is shot on her, it's like looking down on her. It kind of looks like she has like a little perm going on. She's like looking up at the camera. Her like hands are up like this by like her chin, and she's like, Billy?
I feel like they were it looked as if like a younger person was wearing old people clothes.
Yeah.
Like dress up.
I didn't know if like they were trying to make her look like she was like a little old lady or like just average, or I really was confused, or like the camera angle, was that supposed to be like Billy's vantage point, like looking down on her?
And Billy's facial, his emotions were just, I couldn't put a term to
him. You didn't know what the reaction was. And then Billy just looks at her, and then she motions for him to come into the apartment, and then he walks in, and then cut to the next scene.
Yeah, if I went on a blind date and opened the door, and someone said, "Hello, Dan," and then like motioned me to come in, I'd be like, "Nah, I'm good."
No, but I'll wait here. It's the way that she did it. She was like this little feeble, meek, like, "Billy," and then she's like, "Come in," and then we cut right to them at dinner, which him going into the apartment for me made it seem like he was like going to hang out with her in her apartment.
Well, there may have been like, we're watching on Hulu. So if you want to watch, all the episodes are on Hulu. So maybe there was a commercial break from that cut in the show.
Well,
like when the show aired.
Yeah, but I get that. But then we're right to dinner. So
right. And dinner's in the apartment, right?
No.
Oh, it's out of it.
No, they're at like a sushi place or like like one of those
Yeah. Come on,
Jane. Okay,
Mancini. Let's keep going.
I'm sorry. So they're at dinner. It's awkward. They're talking about their likes and dislikes. They're polar opposites. There are a lot of weird, awkward silences. It's not going well.
Yeah. Billy. Next scene. Billy is back at his place. He's talking to Allison about the date. Allison is preoccupied with her work, and he's basically like, "Yeah, I told her I'd call her, but I won't." And Allison's like, "You're a son of a bitch! Why the hell would you do that?"
Well, it's the next day. It's the morning. It's the day of the shoot, and it opens, and Allison is very worried. And she said, "I've been having nightmares all night. I don't know what to do. I'm really worried about Joe." And then that's when Billy's like, "Well, of course you're worried because Joe is doing this for you. She's terrible. She's difficult. She won't listen." And Allison's like, "Okay, well, yeah, whatever. But I'm going to do the best I can."
Mm-hmm.
And then we hear Joe screaming, "Allison, let's go!" Which, if this is in the morning in an apartment complex and someone is walking down the stairs screaming out...
No rules for Joe.
So inconsiderate.
Joe does not give a fuck about other people's things.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't care about their feelings, how they feel towards her. She doesn't give a shit.
So they're at the shoot, and Joe is rocking it out.
Yeah, we got some funky music in the back. Everybody's loving it. Rex has some very questionable poses.
The weirdest poses.
Check out our Instagram, at MelrosePod. I'm going to post a lot of videos of this shoot after you hear this, because it was bizarre.
And
bizarre.
Joe's like at all angles like, "Yeah, give it to me. Uh-huh, that's right. Yeah, that again. Oh, you're looking great." Mm-hmm. And it's anything but, guys.
And they're all like eating it up.
Yeah, so the team behind Joe is like loving it.
And the underwear, it sucks. It's definitely not Maximum Advantage.
Don't get the Max Advantage with this underwear.
It's straight up briefs. Nobody rocks briefs. Kidding me?
There's a kind of a flirtatious buzz with Joe and Rex as they're working together. And the creative team is there and they're like, "Look, we've seen enough. You guys are doing great. Keep on going. We're going to go back to the office." But as they're walking out, Joe grabs Allison and is like, "Look, I have an idea. I want to try something. It's kind of bizarro. It's really new. But I'm just going to like throw it out there. Is that okay?" And Allison is like, "Yeah. Go for it.
Just go for it."
So Joe, everyone leaves. Joe climbs up on a ladder, looks down at Rex and says, "Rex, lose the briefs."
Oh, Nike shoot. Now we cut to shooters. Jake and Billy are sitting at the bar and they're drinking...
margaritas.
Frickin'
frozen margaritas.
Drinks. Frozen drinks for the boys? No, man. Jake only drinks beer.
Those are my kind of boys.
This is weird. Why are you guys drinking frozen margs? Come on, man.
So Billy is recounting the blind date to Jake and saying how they didn't really hit it off, that Lydia just really wasn't his type. And while he's saying this, they look over and they see that Joe and Rex are seated together at a cocktail table getting a little cozy.
Right. And is it here where Billy is telling Jake, like, "Look, Allison told me I need to call this girl back and go on another date with her because I said I'd call her"?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. So it sets up that whole thing. And he's like, why are you taking advice from Allison?
Yeah, that's exactly right. But then
she dates married men who are crazy.
Well, then Jake looks over and gets very preoccupied by seeing Joe out with another guy. You can tell he is not happy about it. Joe sees that Jake sees her and comes over and tries to smooth it over to say, we just got done our shoot. We're just blowing off some steam. It's just like you and Rusty going out for a drink after work. And Jake is like, no, it's really not the same thing.
But he's just like, yeah, cool. I'm leaving, though. I mean, I don't have to like it, and I agree with him. It's like, yeah, they're not exclusive right now, but he handles it well because, you don't have to like seeing that.
I get that.
So he's like, whatever, I'm going to remove myself
and
from this.
And he says, I'm sorry, it's really hard for me to watch, I got to go.
Yeah, which is, bravo, Jake, you handled it nicely. Instead of, hey, Joe. Is this guy bugging you? You want me to kick his ass?
That's the Jake you want.
Yeah, that's the Jake we know and love. Hell, someone said her name twice and he punched him in the stomach. Knocked him out.
So,
she said wrong lady.
That's right.
And then he beat his ass.
So, Allison is back at Melrose Place, and it's later that evening of the shoot, and she's hoping to see some of the proofs before they're submitted tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, she's looking for Joe, can't find her. She knocks on Jake's door, and Jake lets Allison know that Joe was at Shooters with none other but the model, Rex.
Right, and then they walk right into the courtyard of MP.
And of course, Allison has to make her opinion known to Jake. She says, she should be home developing film. We had a deadline. And that's when they come sauntering in. You can tell they've had a few. They're really touchy-feely with one another. And Allison confronts Joe right then and there and is like, I thought you'd be home developing the photos.
Right. She's like, I'll take care of it. Don't worry. You'll get them tomorrow. And then, yeah, there's this big beef, and her and Allison and Jake are sort of just like, what the fuck? What's wrong with this
And
girl?
Allison's like, if I were you, I would work on them now. And then Rex is like, we'll go up with you. And then Jake is like, good night, Jake. Oh, good night.
Good night, Rex.
Good night, Rex. And then Rex leaves.
Poor
and
Rex.
And then Joe leaves the scene and just says, good night, all.
And then we cut to the next day, and Allison heads up to Joe's apartment, knocks on her door. There's an odd exchange. They've got beef now. And Joe's like, yeah, I was up all night per your orders.
And then Allison's like, well, I guess the rest of the shoot went well. I hope the coziness translates into great shots. And then right off the bat, Allison's like, look, Joe, you don't socialize with the client, okay? And then Joe says to her, the point is, I don't follow anybody's rules. Okay, Allison, I'm sorry if that makes you uncomfortable. And then Allison says under her breath, well, it makes Jake uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I don't understand where Allison's coming from at this point. Like, I hate it when people do this, when you're arguing about one thing, and then they bring up something outside of that argument.
Like, completely different.
Yeah, just to add a level of like, well, other people hate it too. And it's like, what? We're talking about one thing, you wanting these photos, not how it affects Jake that a dude comes home with me.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, just leave that shit out of it. I hate that stuff.
So Joe says, look, you'll have your slides this afternoon, okay? And Allison's like, okay, well, I have to get to work. So they leave it there, and you can tell they're not really on friendly terms.
Right. So now we're back to Taimane and Rhonda. They roll up on this nice-ass neighborhood. They're like, go to this house to meet somebody.
And house? No, mansion is what it is.
Okay. I'll call it a house. You call it a mansion.
I think it's huge.
Well, yeah, it's a big old house. They roll up. Rhonda thinks she's meeting somebody. She's like, well, oh my gosh, I'm not in any kind of clothes to be meeting anybody. And Terrence is like, don't worry. And he pulls out these keys, and she's like, wait, what? He's got the keys. He opens up the house, and he's like, what do you think? 4 bedrooms? We could start a life here. I love the kitchen. And then she's like, it's a little big. And then he's like, well, yeah, because we're going to have some babies soon. Well, like, down the road. And she is like, you could hear the record scratch, like, and Rhonda's like, oh shit.
Guys,
and I will say, good acting, Vanessa Williams. I enjoyed you in this episode.
I did too. I really enjoyed her.
Yeah, she showed some chops in this one. I liked it.
But honestly, Rhonda, this is like everybody's freaking dream.
Yeah, are you out of your mind, Rhonda?
I'm going to sweep you off your feet, give you everything you want, treat you like a dream, and here's a mansion I'd like to buy for you.
And she's like, I like cardio funk and living with Matt, y'all. Or living in my studio.
Yeah, so Terrence is like, Rhonda, the house just felt like you. It's beautiful, baby, isn't it? Oh, it just makes me so happy here. Does it make you happy, too?
Right. Camera pans out on them hugging, and her face, while Terrence can't see because they're in an embrace, is like, oh, boy.
Very unsure.
I don't know about this one. So we're going to cut straight over to D&D, where Allison has Joe's photos on slides.
Well, first, they're brought over by a messenger. Love how Amanda's like, hey, rocket butt, over here.
Yeah, she shows her first little side of bitchiness. And she says, Guns N' Roses makes you impotent. And you know why I think she said that?
Why?
Because at this point in her life, she was married to Tommy Lee, the drummer of Motley Crue.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
That is really funny.
Yeah, so I think that's why they threw that line in.
Like,
Guns N' Roses makes you impotent.
Nice little observation there. Yeah,
but she got around. She divorced Tommy Lee and then started dating and marrying Richie Sambora.
Yeah, because she was with Richie Sambora for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
but yeah, I thought that was fun.
They get the slides. Allison is very excited to see them. She starts flipping through them, and she says, I don't believe this. There's no underwear. He's completely naked. And Amanda is right there to witness all of this, and she is not happy about this either. So Allison goes immediately over to Joe's apartment to confront her and see why the hell she only submitted these crazy artsy photographs that don't even show the model wearing the product.
Right. Now, Joe pitched the idea of like doing some more riskier stuff in addition to the stuff that they wanted, that the client wanted. So her turning in just naked photos is super fucked up.
And I'm thinking, like, this is your first paid gig. Your friend got you a job with, like, a pretty high-profile advertising agency. Wouldn't you want to just kind of play by their rules, at least for the first job you do, just to get your foot in the door? And once you can prove to them that you can submit good work,
maybe
push the envelope on job number two?
I agree. Totally
but
agree.
Nope. Joe goes for it. Only sends in the naked photos where the underwear is featured like in the corner of the image, or like he has it balled up in his hand.
And Joe's like, Allison, but these are better shots. Aren't they good? And Allison's like, yeah, they're good, but they're not what the client wanted. And Joe like leaves it to her like, well, the choice is yours. And
she gives her the other images because earlier in the shoot, Joe did take some photos that the client really liked and everyone thought that they were all like, everything was looking good. She's like, okay, I'll give you these images of the safe photos of what the client asked for. And then here are the more risque, more artsy photos. So it's up to you. You decide to submit to the client what you think is the better fit.
Right. And there is no fucking choice, Joe. They wanted underwear shoots. So that's what they're going to get. In my opinion, that's what they should get. So now where are we at?
So Billy did take Allison's advice and he did call Lydia, even though he didn't like think that there was any spark between the two of them and it was against everything that was telling him to call her.
Yeah.
And now he's at dinner at Lydia's house.
And this is the worst date ever. Lydia's like, well, I got all the food at Gelson's.
It's hot and ready. I just heated it up here.
And he's like, oh, great. And then they're both just come. Let's get through this real quick. They both come to the agreement that this date sucks and they should never see each other again.
But we can't gloss over the fact that she's like, I prefer men more substantial.
Wah, wah.
And Billy's like, what does that mean? And she's like, you know, more established, yeah. A little bit more older.
Yeah, it means you suck, Billy. Get some capital, bruh.
And she's like, there was no magic when I opened the door. I didn't want to hurt you and you didn't want to hurt me. If we didn't nip this in the bud, we might have gotten married. And then she says, or worse, slept together.
Yeah, and he's like, hey. Hey, that wouldn't have been so bad.
So,
and she's like, you want some eclairs? He's like, chocolate? Nope, vanilla. And he's like, I'll walk you to your car.
So,
bye. Peace. Later, dumb plot. Okay, now we're in the laundry room where shit goes down at Melrose Place. Matt's there doing his laundry. Rhonda comes down and she's like, you know, you shouldn't put fabric softener in with your towels. You're going to lose all the fluff. And he's like, thanks a lot. Thanks for the hint, Heloise. Matt is confronted by Rhonda about how Terrence is moving way too damn fast.
And Rhonda says, you know, he took me to this house. It's just so big. I don't think I'm ready for it. He wants kids, and I don't want kids. I mean, two people starting a life together should want the same things, don't they? And Matt just says simply, Rhonda, do you love him? And Rhonda really can't answer and just says, I don't know.
Yeah. Very heavy scene. Rhonda's come to the realization that this ain't right. And I was like, man, all right, she'll figure it out. Terrence will bring his trio of vested individuals and singer back into his arms, but I don't know, guys. I don't know.
So Billy and Allison are at their apartment, and Allison's going through the slides, and she asks Billy his opinion about them, and he's like, I told you not to trust Joe. Of course she pulled a stunt like that. And Allison's like, what do you think? Do I risk it? And he's like, I don't know what to tell you. And then they talk a little bit about his blind date, and he's like, well, thanks for the advice. We both hated each other, and we had sat through yet another date when both of us didn't even want to go on the date.
Yeah. Are we at D&D now?
Yes.
Amanda suggests to Allison to play it safe when she's presented with the naked slides and the clothed slides for the presentation. And Allison just still doesn't know what she wants to do because she thinks that the photos are pretty damn good of him naked. But still, it's like, Allison, what are you doing? Like, you're on the team to just make it right. You know exactly what they want. Give it to them.
So we cut to the presentation. The client is there. Amanda's there. Lucy's there. And Allison is showing the client the slides. So she first shows them the images that Joe took earlier in the day that everyone really seemed to love on set. And every image, yes, that's it. That's great. That's the one. That's amazing. So everyone is loving what she's showing. And then Lucy says, Allison, do you have anything else that you'd like to show them?
And she's like, just a couple more.
And that's when she just starts showing them the naked photos. No kind of introduction, no segue to say, and guys, you know, if you wanted to go with something a little more risque, a little bit more European and artsy, we have these.
And the rep freaks out in the meeting. He's like, what? He's not even wearing the underwear. What the? This is outrageous. And then...
he's butt naked!
Right. So, Diane, is it?
Lucy.
Lucy has to just stop the slideshow immediately. And she's like, well, guys, you saw those beginning photos. We're going to go with those. Allison, can I talk to you later? And then Amanda gives her the cutthroat
like,
sign.
Like, you're done, like, baby. Like,
later, bitch.
So we then cut to Rhonda and Terrence, and they're at the invitation store looking through some samples of what they could have for their wedding invitations. Ugh,
this is probably best acting from Vanessa Williams this entire series, I would say.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah.
And they're looking at these high-end samples that have like lavender from the south of France. In where they make the invitation smell, and the gal that's helping them out is like, look, I'll let you talk about it, and I'll come back in a minute. Maybe we can talk about which one you want to go with.
And Terrence, for like a dude, you are way too like involved in like color schemes and picking shit out. And from my perspective, like coming from my experience, like that sort of stuff, I was like, yeah, Cool.
You wanted a hand in that too. Don't pretend like you didn't.
Right, but like you want to be involved enough to be perceived as caring, but not but not involved as much to be a speed bump.
A broomzilla.
Right. You want this stuff to be fluid and just like, yeah, let's do this.
Well, Terrence can tell something is up with Rhonda, and he says, "What is it, baby? Talk to me, baby. Baby." Every sentence he says ends with, "Baby."
Rhonda, baby, what?
And Rhonda, right there at the stationery store, says, "I'm not ready. I am not ready to get married."
And she's like, "It's a wrap."
And she's like, "This has been such a whirlwind. Everything has happened so quickly. It's taken this long for me to realize this, but I just know I can't go forward with this."
Yeah.
And Terrence is like, looks at her just astonished because he hasn't gotten any indication from her that this is not what she wanted. And he just says, "Don't you love me, Rhonda? Don't you?"
She's like, "I don't know."
She says, "I never meant to lead you on." And then he's like, "Rhonda, I think you're making a big mistake." And then she says, "No, I'm avoiding one." As she takes the engagement ring, puts it back into his hand, gets up and says, "Goodbye, Terrence."
"Why'd you say yes then, Rhonda? That is messed up."
And they got engaged how long ago? I mean, really, in the scheme, like the timeline.
Weeks.
Like a few weeks to maybe a month ago.
And they were getting married in 3 weeks.
Why do they want to rush it? And that's a great, great observation. Okay, last episode they were getting married 3 weeks from now, and they still hadn't picked out their invitations?
The timeline is bad. It's all screwed up.
I am in the wedding planning industry, guys, and this just does not fly.
It's not going to happen. But look, Terrence, he brought Boys to Men to your apartment and serenaded you. And you said yes. Now you have an obligation.
Well, I disagree, okay? If you do say yes to someone and then you feel as though it's not the right thing, it is always best to break it off before you inconvenience your entire friends and family by having them buy you gifts and get airline tickets and come to this wedding.
She played them. She played them.
Not to mention, it's just not... I mean, that's the rest of your life. So if she really wasn't feeling it, I have to agree that she did make the right call. But in that setting,
hey,
I don't know.
She loved him when they went to the
Aspen.
She loved him when they went to the opera.
The symphony. So is that the end of Terrence? We don't know.
Bitch of the week.
We'll
bitch
see.
I don't know.
So we're back at Joe's apartment, and Allison is there, and she's letting Joe know how the presentation went.
Yes, she was.
And Joe is just like, "Oh my God, she fired you, didn't she? I'm so sorry. She fired you. It's all my fault." And Allison's like, "No, you didn't let me get to the end. She said, my boss, Lucy, said, the pictures are great. They're innovative, and they're courageous. But she told me never to pull a stunt like that again." So.
And then she lacked what? She lacked like.
Judgment. She lacked judgment. That's not what the client asked for, but she's happy that she took a chance.
Yeah, so, no shit, you lack judgment. You let them see naked photos of an underwear shoot. It's about underwear. Oh my goodness.
So they kind of make up, and it ends with Joe playfully saying, "Well, you gotta admit, Rex did have a nice set of buns."
Whatever. So Joe, she's gotta smooth things over with Jakey Poo. So she brings a lot of Chinese food to his house.
Like the most Chinese food you could ever get, and so much.
Like the biggest bag full of Chinese containers. And Jake is basically like, "Look, Joe, you can't keep feeding me Chinese food every time that we have a blow up. I need some rules." And she's like, "Well, let's make them together." And
cue the makeout sesh.
Then they make out, but they don't make any rules.
Well, I think that's just like letting us know that maybe they're ready to commit to one another in a relationship.
Right. So now we cut to another scene at Melrose Place. Amanda, there's a knock on the door, and Billy is like, "Coming," like a 7-year-old. And he opens the door, and lo and behold, it's Amanda Woodward. They finally meet.
She's there looking for Allison, but Allison's out for a run. And Billy's like, well, you're welcome to sit and wait until she gets back. And Amanda's like, no, I was just in the neighborhood and just kind of wanted to see how everything went with Lucy tonight. But, yeah.
How about a drink?
And then she's like, I have a lot of work to do. Well, how about dinner then?
How about dinner?
And you can tell there is an instant connection there.
Yeah.
They're really liking each other.
Way more chemistry than Allison and Billy.
Yeah. And then Amanda's like, so, rain check? And then Billy's like, yeah, I'll be seeing you soon, Amanda. And Amanda just goes off over her shoulder. She's walking away real soon.
Roll credits.
Woo!
So, to recap, Amanda Woodward, Heather Locklear is here.
Allison gets promoted at D&D.
Joe gets her first gig.
Billy goes on a blind date, but still ends up single.
That's all I got.
And Rhonda breaks it off with Terrence.
Yeah, Rhonda is now single. Bad move. I have some 90s moments. Do you?
I do.
I'm going to mention Michael Mancini's Cindy Crawford reference.
Oh, yeah. Because she was the pinnacle of hotness back in the mid to early 90s.
Yeah. Who would that name be today? Like, if this show aired today.
Gigi Haddad.
Who is that?
See, you're totally not hip with the kids.
That'd be like Kate Upton.
That was like so 5 years ago.
Who's the hot... Who is Gigi Haddad?
Haddad.
I don't know.
Look her up.
All right.
Yeah, so I think that's a good one. Another one is the whole concept of a blind date. I think that really doesn't happen anymore. You're not going to be set up with someone that you don't know anything about or you don't even see a picture of with social media and Facebook and Instagram and all this other stuff. When you get set up on a date with someone, the first thing you do is Facebook stalk them.
That's a good one. Yeah.
To see, you know, what do they look like? Where do they work? What kind of interests do they have?
How many followers do they have? If it's over 1,000, she a hoe.
But, you know, it's all stuff like that. So I think that that's something that we don't see these days.
Yep. You know what else we don't see these days?
Tell it.
That big-ass coffee maker in Joe's apartment. What the hell was that thing? It's all Keurigs these days.
Another thing that I wrote down that I've noticed is the whole idea of when you're meeting somebody in a social setting to introduce yourself by your first and last name.
Hello.
I'm Billy Campbell. I'm Allison Woodward. And I just, in my own experience,
I do professionally.
I mean, professionally, yes. But like, if you're at a bar somewhere and someone says, oh, here, like, I want you to meet one of my friends, I wouldn't be like, hello, Jenny Hill. Nice to meet you. I'd always just say first name basis. So it's something that I've always kind of took note of, not just the 90s. I mean, lots of
the 80s, formality.
70s. Yeah, it's that formality that I think a lot of people are just so much more casual these days.
Mm-hmm. My last 90s moment was the shade that Matt threw at Rhonda. He was like, thanks for the hints, Heloise. Do you know hints from Heloise?
No idea.
It's like, I think that was like a newspaper at like column.
Really?
Hints from Heloise. Yeah. And it would give you like tips, like how to wash shit, how to like garden.
That was totally over my head.
Yeah, he's like,
no idea.
Thanks for the hints, Heloise.
Good catch.
Yeah, hints from Heloise. Jenny, what's your lesson?
My lesson is go with your gut. I think a lot of characters here were presented with choices, and they didn't know what to choose, and other people told them to do one thing, and their gut told them to do the other thing, and they both, like, for instance, Billy not wanting to go on a second date, and Allison wanting to present the risky pictures. Mm-hmm. They both had outside people saying, do this, which was the opposite of what they wanted to do, and it didn't pay off at the end.
Yeah, Allison's gut was to not show the naked pics. She was forced into the naked pics.
Well, you could also argue that she did want to show them, but thought that it wasn't professional, but because she did show them ultimately, it did advance
her
with her boss.
You're right. Yep. Faux show. And yeah, Billy should have not gone on that second date.
Yeah, and he didn't want to, but he felt obligated to after talking to Allison.
And Rhonda didn't want to get married.
That's another great one.
Yeah.
How about you?
Mine's sort of the same. Stick to your guns and follow your heart. Bitch of the week. Who you got?
I'm nominating Joe for the bitch of the week. My reasons are, number one, Joe was given a chance from Allison to showcase her work and actually get her first paid gig in LA. Joe took this in a very cavalier fashion. I feel like she was very unprofessional. I disagree with Allison by trying to micromanage her and being like, why aren't you at home? It's like, look, my process is my process, and I'm going to get it done when I want to get it done. But I feel like she should have at least given the facade that she cared and wanted to get it done and wanted to please the client. And I feel like she really overstepped her bounds, and she should have been more appreciative for the opportunity that she was given. And yes, I think you should always fight for your art, but I think you have to pick and choose when to do that. And when you're just trying to make a living and make a name for yourself, you do have to kind of play by the rules. And I think she put Allison's job on the line in doing so. And again, for me, number 2 weeks in a row, Joe Reynolds, bitch of the week.
Wow. Powerful. My bitch of the week, who you think?
You're saying Rhonda.
Of course it's Rhonda. Of course it's Rhonda. Okay, here's mine for Rhonda. One, you don't say yes to the vest unless you really mean it. You don't say yes. That was your first bitch move. You do not get pressured into saying yes just because there's some men outside in white t-shirts and vests singing, okay? That's a bitch move. Two, you do not take the gifts. You do not go to Aspen. You should have gone to your parents if you didn't love them. You do not go to the symphony and accept all these beautiful dresses. You do not get in that man's car when he's stalking you outside of your cardio funk class, okay? You take it slow, Rhonda. You take it slow.
She didn't know where this was going to go.
Please. I didn't cut you off.
I let you talk.
Rhonda. And then you break it off with him in public? What is this? This is Bush League. That is a bitch move. You guys are picking out invitations and you just take your ring off and give it to him and say, I'm sorry, and storm out. Leave him in that position. That is a bitch move. You go to his place, okay? You do it at your place. You don't do it in public. Total bitch move.
Okay, guys, you've heard our arguments, and I think we have to leave it up to you.
Yep. Tuesday on Twitter, I'm going to do another poll. Who's the bigger bitch? Who's the bitch of the week? Rhonda or Joe?
Who won last week?
That Twitter poll. I don't know. I'll check. It was a dead heat. It was 50-50 between Jane and Alice and Allison?
Yeah. No, Joe. Jane and Ron and Joe. Jane well, and I said...
You switched from Allison
switched,
to Joe.
I switched.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jenny, if you could rename this episode, what would it be?
I'm glad you're asking me first. Oh, yeah. Because my names really suck.
Learn my lesson.
Okay. This one I'm naming Snap Judgment. Ooh. And it kind of plays on a few levels. Snap, because snap photos. And then nice. People making like judgments on the first, like the first. Why can't I talk?
Mm-hmm. This is why you go first. Come on.
People making judgments on their first impressions of something. So I think that snap judgment is the... Good name. How about you?
Good. My name is a direct quote from Allison, righteously principal, because she was righteously principal. And people need to be righteous in their principal, like Rhonda. Even though I disagree with her, she was righteous to her principles that she did not love Terrence, so she had to break it off. And Allison was righteously principled in her approach to her new position at D&D.
I like that.
Yeah.
So a couple of predictions. I really think Rhonda is going to realize the mistake that she's made and try to go crawling back to Terrence, and I don't think it's going to work. I think that she's going to be very upset and Terrence won't take her back. I think we all know that Billy and Amanda are going to get together.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
That's going to happen. And I do think Joe is never going to have the opportunity to work at D&D again. Just with the little stunt that she pulled, I think that that's probably going to sever that relationship.
Okay. My predictions, now Jane and Michael are going to have a heavy episode in the next one. Something's going to happen there. Whether it be Kimberly or Sydney's back or something like that, that's going to happen. And I think now that Rhonda is going to be on the show for the rest of the season, because I thought they were just going to get married in the next two episodes and then she would be gone. So I think she's going to carry over. And that is pretty much it for me. We got some iTunes reviews. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate the reviews. They help us so much. They increase our visibility on Apple Podcasts, and we read them on the show. So if you haven't reviewed us, please go on to iTunes and leave us 5 stars and write us a little something.
So the one we're going to read today is from BDKDOSYSBD. Is that like Bidica Sidibidid? And it's entitled Blast from the 90s Past. This podcast is so amazing. Daniel and Jenny say absolutely everything that you were thinking while watching these episodes and even bring up little subtleties that you didn't pick up the first time around. Although this series was presented as an event-filled drama, Daniel and Jenny point out the greatest comedic instances, which I'm sure were not intended during the original broadcast. If you love Melrose Place and the 90s, you will not be disappointed by adding this podcast to your weekly routine. So good! And you are so good, BD Kiss-a-dib-a-dib-a-dib. Thank you so much for that review. Really, we appreciate your kind words, and it really melts my heart to hear that you like what we do.
Thanks for the lovely review. Guys, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. At Melrose Pod. Our email is melrosepod@gmail.com, and we are on Patreon, patreon.com/melrosepod. We appreciate your contributions, and anything you can give to support the show would be extremely awesome. Thanks, guys.
Love ya. Bye.